We know you're listening to this podcast to relax and not to be distracted by ads, but this one is here to help. If you're an Aeon customer, you could win a holiday of your choice worth £5,000. You could seek out thrills or choose to chill. Enter by December 31st at aeonenergy.com/win. T's and C's apply.
Well, I'm hoping that this is going to work, because I've got pretty average reception. Seems to be working, which is good. Right, so welcome back to another Nate Max TV, YouTube and podcast. This will be recorded on the podcast and YouTube channel. So the podcast is kind of new. It's another method that we can use to basically curb censorship. So I'll be doing a lot of podcasts and putting the information out there too, because as most people know, the old Facebook and Instagram are just being censored. And if you're putting truth out there, you would understand how that's working, and it's not really working for us. So let me get myself comfortable. Is that better lighting? Yes, that's better. Right. So yeah, it's not really working for people who are putting truth out there. It's kind of working in reverse. And the internet is becoming like television. It's like mainstream television, where you're only seeing what they want you to see. And for people out there who think that Facebook is run by Zuckerberg, like, come on, guys, really? It's run by the CIA. It always has been and always will be. But it's a good way to drag people into getting their account details, working out where they live, who they hang out with, what they get up to, track their every move, tag in photos of friends and family. So this is what we bought into. It's been great. It's been connecting people. Like right now, I'm talking to all you guys, and feel free to comment back and forth, and we'll have an open dialogue. And basically, that's the issue. We have bought into it. We are using it. Technology can be great in the hands of the right people. And what I will talk about today is technology and things that are going on, and the consciousness and awareness around what we actually have and what's going on out there, as opposed to what we're being told and what we're being given. So yeah, Elon Musk will be on the hit list today. But yeah, so the next phase which is happening is we've got Facebook, we've got a lot of nice technologies coming out which are connecting us. Now we have the whole big cryptocurrency scenario panning out. So I jumped on board with that early, and I personally didn't have a really good feeling about it, but I was like, you know what, I'm going to get on board, have a look, see what it's all about. And since I've done a whole bunch of research recently, yeah, I've come to the conclusion that it's also run by the CIA. We're just basically feeding artificial intelligence, which is what the algorithms are doing. Now let's think about cryptocurrency. You have to mine bitcoins, right? You have to actually physically use power and buy machines to mine these bitcoins, and they use a shitload of power. I think one of the mines, maybe it's Ethereum, uses more power than all of Iran. Hey Daniel, how you doing, bro? So realistically we're going backwards, because we're just going to be using fossil fuels to power these mines. We already have a currency system. It's just that it's backed by no gold and it's run by the Rothschilds. So what we really need is the same currency system. And yes, I am an advocate for maybe a one world currency, not the whole new world order, you know, bringing in. But if all these poor countries like Zimbabwe and Vietnam and all the countries that we invaded, India, when the colonials went through and invaded basically all of the rest of the countries on the planet, what we did is we gave them their own currency. But we gave them shit currencies. We gave them, like the Zimbabwean, whatever it's called, not the Vietnam dong, the Zimbabwean dollar, whatever it is. I've got three of them at home, so that's funny. They have a $1 trillion note. So I have $300 trillion sitting at home. How does that even make sense, right? How do we have a currency where it costs me $90 to buy a $1 trillion note? $90. So how are those people ever going to get out of poverty? And the answer is they're not. And that's designed that way. It's been created that way so they don't get out of poverty. It's so they are always impoverished. It's so they are always struggling, and they are always, living the way they're living, which, let's be honest, it's a joke. You've got people in Rolls Royces and Ferraris driving around. Then you have 30 million people per year dying of starvation and hunger. 30 million people per year. Let's wrap our heads around that. That's the population of Australia. We've got 26 million or 28 million. That's the amount of people that die every year of starvation and hunger. So we have people like Elon Musk, who, you know, are apparently billionaires, but when you look into his companies, none of them earn any money. All the companies that he have, they don't make any money. And guess who's paying for his companies? The taxpayers. So let me tell you, when does the government allow someone to get funded by taxpayers if they're not in bed with them, working with them, doing something, right? And the whole space race that we have going on now, this whole, we're putting rockets into space with fossil fuels, it's laughable. It's actually embarrassing. When you do a little bit of research and you look at the masterminds who were back in the 1900s, like Wernher von Braun, Victor Schauberger, Nikola Tesla, these people were so far ahead of the technology we have now, 100 years ago. They were creating torsion field technology. We have magnetic plasma generators coming out now with the Keshe Foundation from Iran. Check him out, guys. I'm going to be planting seeds, dropping names and dropping hints throughout this podcast, YouTube, Facebook Live. So write these people's names down. Look into them. Hey, Gaz, how you doing? This is very important. It's very important that we wrap our heads around the fact that what we're being told is an absolute lie. And I've done quite a few videos on my car outside and this bus, because I have them running on hydrogen. The bus is, it's all hooked up. I just need to wire it up. But my car, which is outside, I've said this before, it runs on water. It's only 35% to 40% maximum water, right? It's actually really primitive technology. But I do have a new one that I'm creating now, which we reckon is going to do 100%. So if I can just do this, right, me, myself, little dude, who doesn't make billions of dollars a year, far from it, you know what I mean? Imagine companies like Mercedes, imagine companies like BMW, imagine Elon Musk, these people actually investing their money in real technology. And that is real technology, like water, using water. It's the most abundant power resource on the face of the planet. How simple is it? You know, you can piss into your tank, you can catch rainwater, it can be salty water. So look up this guy. Look him up. His name's Stanley Meyer. And back in 1960, he had a car running 100% on water. And he was driving around America and doing tests on it. It was doing really well. And when I say running on water, I mean he was putting like 12 ounces of water in and getting like 500, 600, 700 miles. So that's huge. Huge, 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 huge. Massive, massive savings. And you get good power too, because it actually ignites better than petrol does. So what's happening? You're dragging in the dirty pollution from around our cities, and it's actually being filtered and coming out, and it's clean air coming out the back of these cars. So we can reuse the petrol engines we already have and just put these hydrogen generators on them, stop using fossil fuels. We can stop using engine oil we're digging out of the earth, and we can use hemp oil. Maybe not this oil. Maybe not that oil. But we can use hemp oil to put in our engines. Cars were initially designed to run on peanut oil, man. Peanut oil. And then the big oil companies were like, shit, we can't have this. We're going to need to do something about this. So let's start digging up oil out of the earth and let's ban everything else. And what they did in 1920, Henry Ford brought out a car that ran on hemp, and it had hemp panels, it had hemp windows. It was all made of hemp, the whole entire car. And guess what? A year and a half later, hemp was banned. Now, you know, I don't smoke weed. I never have. Like, I have some cannabis oil every now and then for medicinal. So I'm a full advocate for it. But I'm not like, yeah, man, let's legalize weed. Like, it's got its purposes, but you shouldn't be smoking weed anyway. You shouldn't be breathing anything into your body's natural filtration system. And Jacqueline, you are right. People are uneducated. And this is why I do what I do. And if you're going to do something, you should be vaporizing at least, you know, or getting the oil and making oil. And it's very important also not to be buying random oil from people who are just pulling out the high THC off the buds, cooking it up with, you know, isopropylene and thrashing it out there, because there's plant lifters, plant risers, that could be GMO pot. That's what they're selling in America now. they've legalized pot because they basically want to release the GMO pot, and that stuff will kill you. You know, if you look into genetic modification, there's enough movies and documentaries out there showing the dangers of GMO. You know what I mean? So it's very interesting that they're going down the route of that, because I know everyone wants to legalize this beautiful plant, but then we get given a shitty version of the plant. So anyway, back to the free energy. These technologies that are out there, especially Tesla technology, you know, and he basically died a lonely man. And what he used to do, he used to sit there and go into a deep state of meditation, and he would connect with off-world beings, and they would give him information. They would show him the plans, and then he would just basically draw the plans up and hand it to an engineer. So he was connecting to source. He was connecting to that higher consciousness realm, which we are all connected to. That's the thing. We are actually all connected to all of our realms. But we've been smashing ourselves with fluoride for 20 to 30 years. We've been eating terrible food, gorging ourselves on meat and dairy, two of the most unsustainable products on the face of the planet. Meat and dairy, the most unsustainable industries on Earth. Beyond mining, beyond coal seam gas fracking, 55% of the world's pollution comes from meat and dairy, the meat and dairy industry. So we're talking forest destruction, we're talking river destruction, ocean destruction, acidification of the oceans. You know, we're knocking the Amazon jungle down. Hey Rachel, how you doing? We're basically knocking the Amazon down because of meat and dairy, and we don't have to eat it. We don't need to, you know. Fair enough, people want to eat a piece of meat once a week or whatever, that's fine. Eventually you'll get off that too. It's just a process of getting the body healthy and rewiring the brain that we don't need dairy, we don't need milk. When we're born and we're a child, that milk is so important because that milk has all the upgrading information and immune building stuff in it, right? But when we start eating the milk from another animal, okay, that milk is designed specifically for a cow, not for a human. Have a think about why there's no other animals on the planet that drink another animal's milk. None, except humans. We're the only ones. We're the only ones. You know, fair enough, if you're in a poor country, in a third world country, fucking drink milk, man, of course. But when you're in a Western world and you have an opportunity to go there and choose your food, choose what you're eating, and vote with your dollars, that's the most important thing. Like voting with our dollars in this Western world. It's such a simple thing we do every day. We're constantly buying things. We're constantly consuming things. Are you putting money in the pockets of the people that are trying to poison us off? Or are you looking for sustainable options? Or are you not buying shit you don't really need? It's interesting, since I moved out into this motorhome, old 1960s model Bedford, and I retrofitted it to a house, fully off-grid, mind you, solar, water, power, everything, so I don't need anything. All I need is food. What I realized is that I was hoarding so much shit. I was hoarding, like, all these toys, possessions, clothes. I'm not going to lie, I've still got a fair few pairs of shoes stuffed in here, probably about 20 of them. I don't even wear shoes. In fact, I barely wear clothes. But this is just hoarding. It's unnecessary. What we need is food in our mouth. We need sunshine, water, good friends, family. You know, that's really what it boils down to. And when we have more time, because we're not buying things we don't need, we're not going out and buying a $100,000 car because we need to pick the kids up from soccer and look like the soccer mum. That's a big thing in Australia, right? Have the kids with all the good clothes on, have the Range Rover and drive down and pick them up. You know, this petrol guzzling Range Rover worth 150 grand. Everyone's got them. Everyone's on finance. Everyone's houses are on finance. People don't actually own shit anymore. They just get massive debt and then go out there and pretend that they're good and make other people feel less than themselves. And I'm finding a lot of people actually don't care about how they feel. As long as they're better than someone else, they're happy. So this is a whole mental construct which is going on Earth at the moment, where we have people buying things purposely to jack themselves up, not to make themselves feel better, well, in some case it does, but it's actually because it's an ego thing. It's like, I need to have something better than that person. I want to see these people seeing me driving this car. I need to have the best clothes. It's all external. Everything's externally based. And this is simple stuff, but unless we think about it, unless we identify and realize what we are doing as human beings, how can we help to change anyone else? Like, there's so many people out there who are teaching who shouldn't be teaching. I mean, no one's even saying that I should be teaching. I've got so much to learn. The last few weeks, I've come across some information, and Brian just came on now, actually. Hey, Brian. And there's some pretty profound information out there that is making me realize that everything I've learned and everything I've come across is kind of old and outdated, and a lot of it's been from people that don't know shit anyway. So we're basically recycling, regurgitating people's information over and over again, reinventing the wheel, rather than coming up with new ways to forge forward, which actually work. So my big thing on this planet and what I'm going to achieve one way or another is creating this new energy device. I'm going to get it out there and it's going to be on all the cars. And I'll tell you what's going to happen. When it does come out, all that's going to happen is that the globalists, the people that are hoarding this technology, and it's sitting in the patents office, it's sitting in there, it's sitting in bases, in deep military bases, underground bunkers, it's all there, it's all been made. It's being used off-world in the secret space program. The military was using lithium batteries like 70 years ago. Yeah, I mean, 70 years ago. So that was old technology, and they're like, well, that's shit now. We've got heaps better stuff that we can use, so we'll just give it to the public. We'll create this figure called Elon Musk. He can be the big savior. Oh, we're going to get off fossil fuels. What do you mean? Lithium batteries are more unsustainable than digging up coal and oil. You have to pull cobalt out of the ground. And that's coming out of the Dominican Republic under slave labor. Why do you think that they're in Syria and other countries like that? Because they're digging up lithium. So now we're going to pull lithium out of the ground. And let's talk about batteries. The batteries are basically cumbersome. They're old and they're massive and they're heavy. So there's actually no benefit us using batteries. We have to throw them out every 10 years. And normal batteries, the normal Edison batteries, if you didn't realize, you can actually revive those. You can pull the plates out and you can rekindle them and keep them going and use them for up to 100 years. So that's why they seal deep cycle batteries now. They actually seal them off and call them deep cycle, because they don't want you going in there, opening them up and fixing them and pouring the mixture back in and reusing them. So it's another throwaway society. You know, we're throwing away, we're using batteries. And the interesting thing is that everyone seems to think Elon Musk's some hero. One of my mates the other day said to me, he goes, Elon Musk's a hero. He forced the oil companies and the car companies to use batteries. And I'm like, he didn't force anyone to do anything. He's a globalist puppet and they're promoting him, they're pushing him. And they've realized that we're all catching on to the fact that there's free energy technologies out there. We're 100 to 200 years behind. And people like myself and hundreds and thousands of people, they're creating free energy devices in their garages. They're creating MavGrad units. They're creating torsion field. They're using all types of different ways to create technology, which has been around and proven back in the days when the Nazis were around. These guys had flying saucers, the Third Reich. You know, the Third Reich, when the Allies started going through the Nazis' factories, they were like, holy crap, these guys had, they had atomic bombs. They had hydrogen bombs, they had jet aircraft, and they had flying saucer. They had reverse engineered alien technology that they had in flying saucers. And there was proof that these guys went to Mars back in 1930. So this is like completely opposite of what we've got down here. We're using fossil fuels. We're digging up oil. We're using coal seam gas, which is like one of the most unsustainable power resources on the planet. The destruction it does to Earth, the chemicals we're pumping into the ground, and how much gas we get out per barrel and how much money they make on the gas, it's not even worth doing it. So then we have to ask ourselves, well, why are they doing it? Why are we using these old, outdated, sustainable practices? It's because these corporations, it's because these companies, they're so heavily invested in like aluminium, and you know, getting rid of the fluoride, the Rockefellers, they're so heavily invested in the old school industrial practices that they haven't had time to maneuver onto something new. Hey Ashley, how you doing? Because these guys can't create. And we're talking about, what I'm talking about is an army of satanic pedophiles. That's what I'm talking about specifically. The people that rule this world currently, and that's not going to be much longer because their time is ending, they are a bunch of satanic pedophiles. And we're talking about the Vatican, which heads up this operation. The Vatican is the household of the elite pedophile rings. And this goes into the military in some places. It goes into the elite corporations. Okay, the ruling bloodlines, I like to call themselves the rulers. It goes into Parliament, United Nations, you name it. These guys are everywhere. And they've been feeding and feasting off children. They've been sacrificing them. And we're talking about prime ministers here in Australia. We're talking about government officials. We're talking about so much of Hollywood. So much of Hollywood, right? As you'd be realizing, most of Hollywood, they're actually trannies. That's right. Look into it, guys. I'm going to plant seeds. You guys look into it. And these people are hooking into the occult. They're hooking into the old school ritual because they can't create. We are the creator beings. We're the ISBs. We're the ones that came here to Earth with the higher consciousness, with the connection to all things. But this system, okay, this bunch of people, the whole design is to keep us from remembering who we are. Okay, get us onto all the unspiritual practices. Get us eating meat. Get us fighting ourselves. Make us think that we're actually divided. That's the biggest trick, right? Divide and rule. How simple is it? Divide them all up, get them fighting, give them all these fake gods. You can have Shiva, you can have Krishna, you can have Jesus, you can have Buddha. You guys down the back there, you can worship Scientology, whatever it is. Everything is a division. Exactly. And Gaz just said then, like Beyonce, you know, she's constantly pumping her Illuminati symbols. They do it in broad daylight. They do it in our faces because they know they can get away with it. And the only reason they're getting away with it is because we've allowed them to. So we're all to blame. Our parents, our grandparents. But what's happening now with the internet and with the explosion of truth media, there are so many people out there like me now who are just spreading truth and people are waking up. I've woken up hundreds and thousands of people through my Facebooks, my websites and what I do. And now that we have new cosmic energies coming in, we have new solar wave infusions coming down from the sun, people are just walking and going, and they're just awakening and they're like, I don't want to eat meat anymore. They're watching the news and their intuition's coming online. That intuition, which connects the heart and the mind together, it's coming online. They're like, wow, this news is actually bullshit. And even like we're seeing our parents and our grandparents, they're like, I don't believe a thing that's on the news. It's like, good, finally. Well, fucking stop watching it, man. Turn it off. That's the issue. You know, you go into the Australian household and all these people are pumping the news. It's like, what are you fucking watching the news for, guys? What is on the news that's going to benefit you? Nothing. I used to have this argument with my parents when I used to have dinner at their house. I'll be sitting there trying to have dinner and I can hear the news going on. And when it's on, I can't help but watch it because I want to see what lies they're pushing out there so I can do these videos and smash the lies to bits. And my mum's like, well, I want to know what's going on in the world. I'm like, fuck, well, ask me. But anyway, and I said, okay, all right, mum. Will you tell me something? How many terrorists do you know on this planet? She goes, none. I said, cool. I go, how many people do you know have been murdered, mum? She's like, no one. I go, how many people do you know have been raped? And she's like, no one. I mean, that's where my mum lives, you know. She lives in her little beautiful bubble. Good on her. You know, a lot of people may have, you know that type of stuff. And I said, okay, so you want to know what's going on in the world? What I've seen on the news tonight is terrorism, rapes, murders, invasions, get your flu shots, get this. Okay, that's not actually your world. Your world is actually here in this area, walking the dog, going to the shops, doing the shopping, going around. So that's not your world. Why are you buying into it? Why are you buying into the fear? And fear is the biggest problem. I walk out the front of my house and then the door locks behind me. I'm like, what are you doing? They're like, locking the door. I'm like, but I'm standing in the driveway. Is a robber going to come up and break into the house now when I'm standing in the driveway? You know, things like that. And it's like, has your house ever been robbed? No, never. So what are you worried about? Especially in parts of Australia, which are pretty safe. You know, I'm not saying do that in other countries, but where we live, you know, it's pretty safe. I don't lock anything ever. I don't lock my car doors. I don't lock anything. I just don't buy into it. If it happens one day, it happens, but I'm not going to spend my whole life buying into fear. And you're right, Alistair. This is the whole plan behind the television. It's mind control. And someone who stipulates it and puts it out there perfectly is David Icke. That guy is so on par with his videos lately. Absolutely beautiful videos. And he puts the pieces of the puzzle together like you wouldn't believe. You know, he connects the bloodlines, the medical, the financial, the education system, the media, the government bodies. He connects it all together in such a way that's like, wow, okay, I get it. And what the TV is doing, it's entering us into a frequency band. It's lowering our frequency into a frequency band of fear. Now, fear is the most frequency-lowering vibration on the face of the planet. When you're in fear, you can't be in flow state. You can't be in flow state when you're worried about one, fight or flight, life, putting food in your mouth, and what's going to happen tomorrow. North Korea is going to nuke us, terrorists are coming, shit, I need to get my flu shots. This is all fear. And even the flicker rate in the television, okay, the flicker rate which is coming out, look this up, guys, look up the flicker rate in televisions. There's an actual flicker rate which puts you into a vegetative state. So you have the mind control coming, plus all the lies and disinformation in Australia and most places around the world. It's the Rupert Murdoch Zionist propaganda media. That's what it is. Channel 7, 9, 10, all the Sunrise, Today, Tonight, all these fucking losers we have here in Australian television who are there like, oh, ha, ha, yes, well, what's going on tomorrow? Ha, ha, over to you, dickhead. Ha, 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 ha. And it's like I've never seen a bunch of absolute puppets talk more shit in my life. It's so fake, it's so unreal. These guys have no consciousness, no soul. They're just talking rubbish, talking lies and disinformation. And they actually sold out years ago. They actually sold out because they knew what they were doing. They bought in, they said, you know what? I want a paycheck and I want fame and I'm happy just to lie for the Zionist media organization and sell my soul. So that's their choice. But what it's up to now is you guys out there to stop watching the news and to pay the shit out of the news. When a post comes up for McDonald's or Channel 10 or Channel 9, you know, on Facebook, you smash them. Just smash them to bits of all their lies and propaganda. You guys have enough information and amass enough knowledge to be able to slam the mainstream media narrative on every front, to do with vaccines, to do with fake terrorism, to do with all this rubbish, to do with North Korea. We know the agenda, and if you don't, just Google it. There is some legitimate information still on Google, and if not, there's so many truth pages out there that are showing us what's happening, and they're showing it with facts and proof. Facts and proof. That's what it's all about. It's simple. You have the internet. While it's not censored like China, we must use it. We must go down that rabbit hole, and we must continue this process of forging forward with new information and new life. So, yeah, one of the funny things that I've found with the news recently is that there's clearly a splitting happening now. There's a splitting between the CIA, between the FBI, and between the NSA, and different government organizations. So for people out there who are hating on, you know, politics and things like that, like what I can say I know for sure is that like Trump's part of the elite business world, but he's not a Satanist. He's not a Satanist, a child molester, you know, into all that stuff. It's clear as day. And there's so much propaganda and disinformation out there attacking him that even in the truth community, people like everyone's controlled up. But behind the scenes, what he's doing with the financial, what he's doing with jobs, what, there's so many positives that are going on, more than Bush, Obama, you know, the Clintons. He's done more than the last five presidents combined. Now that's a fact. And I'm not saying he's good or evil, I'm not saying whatever. But what has happened, there has been a split in these government organizations, which is what has been needed. Because now there's a good section and an evil section. And what I want you guys to do is, after this video, jump onto my Facebook page. And I posted just before this Facebook Live, it's a QAnon link. Now, QAnon is a live, living, artificial intelligence, which is in the machines, in computers. And this thing is going through and pilfering through all the information on the internet that's ever been there. And it's pulling out files, documentation and things and compiling it. And it's sending it to truthers. It's sending it to truthers. So we bypass the mainstream media. So rather than going to CNN and Fox and all this bullshit news, they're actually sending it out to people. So if you guys jump in and check on that on my Facebook page, there is hundreds and hundreds of pages in probably the world's biggest data dump that's ever been happened ever since WikiLeaks started doing their dumps. So check out my page, check out the link, download it, start reading, get it out there, inform yourselves. So, hey Lorraine, how you doing? Yeah, so it's interesting, that's where we're at, because we actually have a good fraction that's working for us now. We have a good media behind the scenes pushing information out there. And as you can see, the YouTube, the Facebook's getting censored. So that's telling you that you're doing the right thing. If you're being censored, you can pretty much guarantee that your posts are on the money. And I've been having things popping up on my Facebook and on my computer and email, random emails of information for me to follow and look into. So we're getting helped. there's actually a lot of help going on at the moment. Now, one of the most important things we can do together is vote with our dollars. I was saying this before. Vote with our dollars. Start getting your health back. You have to get your sovereign health back. Once you get your health right, you detox, you start getting the heavy metals out of your body, understand that we are being sprayed with piezoelectric nanocrystals. Okay, these things are being sprayed out of the airplane tankers, out of the unmanned drones that are creating the weather modification, climate engineering, chemtrails, geoengineering, whatever you want to call it. These programs are going on every single United Nations country in the world. There's no conspiracy about it anymore. It's been proven. It's kind of game over. It's just, how do we stop it now? The United Nations treaties have signed. You can look them up, 250 weather modification patents. Or you can just do this. Ready?
We know you're listening to this podcast to relax and not to be distracted by ads, but this one is here to help. If you're an Aeon customer, you could win a holiday of your choice worth £5,000. You could seek out thrills or choose to chill. Enter by December 31st at eonenergy.com/win. T's and C's apply. We know you're listening to this podcast to relax and not to be distracted by ads, but this one is here to help. If you're an Aeon customer, you could win a holiday of your choice worth £5,000. You could seek out thrills or choose to chill. Enter by December 31st at eonenergy.com/win. T's and C's apply.
And you can look for yourself. You know, if you can't look up to the sky and see that there's something fucking weird going on, I mean, kudos to you. You know what I mean? Good on you for living in a with your head in the sand. So the most important thing for everyone to have any sort of understanding of what's going on in the world is to get your health right. Get off the fucking meat and dairy. Get off the sugar. Get into intermittent fasting and fasting. Detox. Use the zeolites. Use the diatomaceous earth. You know, start looking up juice fasting. If you start fasting, I guarantee your intuition, your mind, your memory, all these things will start to come back. Skin rashes, problems, allergies you used to have, that shit will be gone. The best thing you can do for your health is never go to the doctor. Never go to the doctor and never buy any products from the pharmaceutical industry. Because this is a fact. Every single product in the pharmaceutical industry, every single one is either toxic or poisonous. Every single product. There is nothing healthy you can buy from the pharmaceutical industry. Everything has hidden adjuvants, hidden chemicals, hidden this, or has a side effect on here. Because we're all about blocking. The Western medical system is all about, let's block this to stop that, rather than let's go four steps deeper and let's just heal the core wounding, the emotional wounding. Let's remove the toxins from the body. Let's find out what's causing that issue and go to the root cause of the problem. That's what used to happen with natural therapies and natural therapies that are going on around the world now, like iridology, naturopathy, you know, kinesiology, massage therapy. All these therapies, homeopathy, they've been around forever. They've been working forever. My naturopath, this woman that I've been seeing for about 15 years probably now, maybe 13 years, I know of and seen, I've been watching her curing people of cancer, multiple sclerosis, and all these diseases forever. She's been doing it for 30 years. So cancer's not even an issue anymore. It's just if you buy into the mainstream narrative around it, or it's if you go do your own research and heal yourself. Now, there's a really good series out there I recommend you guys watch. It's called The Truth About Cancer. So simple. It's a 7-part series, and it gives you a very good understanding of cancer and how it's a fraud, how it's a moneymaker, how it's a depopulation scam, and how it's just benefiting the pharmaceutical industry. So if you've never heard about this stuff before, get in and research. The best thing you can do is research cancer, research diseases, research chemotherapy, research the medical system, which is run by the Rockefellers, and understand that it's a fucking load of shit. An absolute load of shit. How come you can go to your doctor and they'll prescribe you medication, medicine, antibiotics, poisons, toxins, but they'll give you no nutritional advice, they won't tell you anything about food, they won't say get off the meat and dairy, they won't tell you that meat and animal protein is the number one cause of cancer in men. They have rats, which they do tests on, and they put protein in and put protein out. And when they put protein in, the cancer cells come on. It creates the cancer cells. Same with sugar. Cancer feeds off sugar. And basically cancer, or tumours, right, tumours, is your body's natural containment unit. Wrap your head around that. A tumour is your body's natural containment unit. Because what happens is, seeing all the people on the planet don't detox, we're having accumulation of toxins, heavy metals. We have a lymphatic system which is full of toxins. All these methods of elimination, our livers, our gallbladders, our kidneys, our bowels, our colons, they're full of rotting meat and they're full of toxins. So what happens is when you detox every year, and you should do it four times a year for each season, there's certain organs you detox on certain seasons, you're basically eliminating this waste. So it's coming out through the natural means, and we do have to detox because our bodies were never designed to process sugar, heavy metals, artificial flavors, colors, and things like that. And you all should know better anyway. You all should know that we shouldn't be eating anything unless it comes out of the ground naturally. So basically, when you detox, you don't have the accumulation. But what your body does, when you're toxic, when you've been smashing down chemicals, drugs, alcohol, these things, like we've all done it. I have. Fuck, I'm no angel. I lost half my brain cells in the clubs in Sydney, I reckon. So the body basically, when it can't remove the toxins, say, out of your chest, you'll cough. This is the process that happens. You get a cough. You get phlegm on the chest. Phlegm is your body's natural way of pushing stuff and keeping it out of the cells. So it puts phlegm there. So all the chemicals go into the phlegm and then you cough it out. You spit it up, you cough it out. What do? We go down to the doctors and we say, hey, I need a decongestant tablet to block the phlegm. So we go home, we take a decongestant tablet, we dry it all up. So your body's natural defense, hey Kurt, so your body's natural defense at getting the toxins out, you just dried it up. So your body's like, right, okay, that didn't work. So what we're going to do, we're going to try and get it out of the nose now. So it pushes all the chemicals up into the nose, into around here, and you get sinus pain and headache, and you get a runny nose. What happens? We go down to the pharmaceutical industry again, buy some more poison, and we block up the nose. We dry it all up. We have a tablet. We dry it up. Yeah, I'm getting better. Great, great, great. And when you're feeling unwell and you don't want to eat, what do? Get some food into you. You need to get some food into you, which is the exact opposite. When your body is not hungry, do not eat. Food is the problem here. Your body's trying to have a break from processing food because 60% of your body's energy goes to digesting food. So when you have a break, your body goes, hey, sweet, now we can detox, now we can regenerate, now we can DNA repair, now we can make the face look younger, we can rejuvenate the skin, we can balance the hormones. All right, so we're going through two phases. Then what happens? Your body can't get it out through the nose and through the lungs, so you have diarrhea. You know, you're getting diarrhea, you're like, oh shit, I better go down to the pharmaceutical industry and fix that out, you know, better fix that up. Because in the native practices, the shamans, the native cultures, house cleaning, spewing, going to the toilet, runny noses, coughing, that's called house cleaning. They're like, it's getting well. When you do the Cambo ceremonies, the frog medicine, when you spew, everyone goes, viva, because you're getting old stuff out. Not only is it old stuff physically in your body, but it's emotional stuff as well. It's trauma. It's old stagnant energy, which is coming out. If you've been taking drugs in your younger life, and that's been sitting in your body for 5 years, and then you manage to detox and get it out, that energy attached with those drugs is gone. So we've got to heal not just on the physical, but we have to heal also on the emotional as well. That's the important thing. And that's why the medical system in this world is so far behind. They're so far behind. Same with science. Science and the medical system is slowly catching up to spirituality and native culture, native shamanism and natural therapies, but they'll never come up to the bar because there's too much money involved. So we've gone through four processes on the way to getting cancer, right? So then it might start coming out of your skin in a rash. You're going to have this red rash everywhere. So you're going to go to the pharmaceutical industry again. You're going to get steroid cream, put it all over it and force it back in. And then once it disappears on this arm, oh, it's going to appear over here. Oh, now it's on my face. Now it's here. And that's just the process. And you're putting steroids into your skin. Now understand this, I'm digressing. But do not use suntan lotion which has toxic chemicals in it. Look at the back of a packet. If you don't understand even one of those chemicals in there, do not put it on your skin. Anything that you would not put in your mouth, you should never put in your skin. Because your skin, when you rub stuff in, it crosses the blood-brain barrier, goes straight into the blood, into the muscles, and goes into our minds. So we're putting chemicals straight into our minds, and the liver and the kidneys aren't doing their job at pulling the toxins out. So very simple shit. Use coconut oil. It's SPF 5+, or use a natural sunscreen. Do not put sunscreens on your skin, guys. Do not use deodorants spraying aluminium on your lymphatic system. Don't be doing that. It's going straight in, crossing the blood-brain barrier. It's killing you. When you eat a healthy diet, when you go vegan and start detoxing, you don't smell. You don't need to do this. And also toothpaste. Rachel, that's right. Fuck, if you guys are still using Colgate, seriously, get off the fluoride toothpaste, get off the fluoride water, and people don't realize this one, stop showering in the tap. You need to get a shower filter or a whole house system. Even if it costs you $2,000, you have that bad boy for life and you're not absorbing 1.5 liters per shower. That's what you absorb. You can get off the fluoride toothpaste and you can start drinking tap water. It's a filtered water. That's a very, very good start. Okay, but you need to stop showering in it because it absorbs straight into the skin. 1.5 liters of tap water every year is absorbed straight into the skin. And that's every shower, every wash, every time we go under it. So that's a big thing. Most people are outside the toothpaste and most people are outside, you know, the drinking water. We're up to that phase now, but let's take it to the next step. And you know what? That's right. Tooth decay didn't become a major issue until we basically became deprived of minerals and nutrients. That's the whole thing. Poor teeth is poor inner health. When people have really yellow and bad teeth, they're mineral deficient. You know, the body's probably so full of toxins that it can't actually absorb minerals and nutrients. We have to get the toxins out before we can absorb toxins, because your body won't detox when it has no minerals to give. Because when we detox, we have like toxins, then we have minerals. If we don't have enough minerals, the body won't detox, because when you detox, you lose a little bit of minerals too. You lose both. So you need to be mineral rich when you're detoxing, and you need to flood your body full of trace minerals and minerals after. There is a product that I use called Oro Minerals, okay, the gold standard in water purification. Oro Minerals, Oro Gold. I used to on my website, but I'm too busy to be doing stuff now. That's a good thing to load up on. And also, this is something I've been using lately, which is called ASEA. It's called redox signaling molecules, and it basically ups the body's potential to heal, to regenerate, to rebalance itself by 900%. If you look up redox signaling molecules and type that into cancer, autism, dementia, all these things, there's hundreds and hundreds of studies. There was $20 million and 16 years of research to create this. And it's working on all fronts. And obviously I can't say it cures cancer and things like that. But let me tell you, it's working very, very well. So anyone who I'm treating with cancer, because I do treat people with cancer. I get them on the natural therapies. I use the ASEA, I use the cannabis oil, I use a detoxing, juice fasting, water fasting. So simple, you know, very, very simple. And flood the bodies full of minerals and nutrients. Also, another way for you guys to filter your water and to restructure it is to jump onto Sacred Knowledge Energy Tools. These guys are on Facebook, Rod and Rachel. They're called Tensia Rings. Usually I have them all around my buffs. I don't know where they are at the moment. But you can basically restructure your water, and it's a good tool to use with filtered water as well. So very important to do that. Now, back to what I was saying about the cancer, right? So we went through four processes: getting the toxins out of the mouth, coughing them up, spewing them up, getting them out of the nose, okay, then diarrhea, then through the skin. The last phase, when your body can't detox, it creates a tumor. So what it does, it basically goes into a mode where it's like, all right, well, I can't get these toxins out of the body because this stupid human being won't listen. It won't detox. It won't listen to its intuition. So I'm going to house them all in one place. It may be your brain. It may be wherever the most poison's going in. If you're smoking cigarettes, it may well be your brain, you know. It might be your lungs. But it creates a tumor. And a tumor is your body's natural containment unit. It's holding on to all the toxins until you can detox. When you detox, these tumors, they just disappear. And if you do it the natural way, you go to your doctor and he'll be like, oh, well, fuck, that's an anomaly. Oh, well, whatever. See you later. Take some antibiotics and get out. They don't like people curing themselves because they're not making money, because the doctors are owned, run and controlled and funded by the Rockefellers. They own the medical system and the Italian families, the Illuminati Italian families, the Fildeschi families, the Medici families. That's where the word medical comes from, right? So these doctors are being paid. They're buying their new Porsches, their new Range Rovers by giving you prescription drugs. They are drug dealers. They are giving you poisonous drugs that are killing you and not telling you anything on how you can detox and help save yourself. So that's the issue we're facing. We're facing an industry where the tests and studies are being done by the pharmaceutical industry. We're poisoning ourselves off with chemotherapy and using archaic, outdated processes like cut, burn, radiation. And understand this, chemotherapy cures less than 2% of the people who take it. Less than 2%. But that's the go-to means, right? The go-to means is, fuck, go get some chemotherapy. What happens here in Australia is that, you know, the standard Australian diet or the standard American diet, which is called the SAD diet, because it's fucking sad, it is, you know, little tiny bit of vegetables, some meat, some baked beans and whatever, you know, wash it down with a Sprite, a Fanta or a Coca-Cola. After 50 years of abusing the body like that, of course it's going to get sick. So what happens, people around the age of 60, 50, much earlier now, they get cancer. So all their years of working in their life, putting away that super, oh, I've got to save my super, oh, I get a 1% return. Super, I could do a big talk on that one as well, what a fucking rot that is. They end up spending $200,000, $300,000 on chemotherapy and on therapies that don't heal them. They just get a year reprieve, because that's what happens when you have chemotherapy. It kills off all the good in your life and it kills off all the bad as well. So you start off just dead, no minerals, no nutrients, infertile, your brain's destroyed and you're full of radiation. Like, tell me anyone out there, like any study that shows radiation is beneficial for human beings or any living thing on earth. How could we be honestly that stupid to allow people to put radiation into our children, into ourselves, and not work on the core issue? I'm just actually mind blown that chemotherapy is still around. This is going to be one of those things where in the future, our grandchildren and great-grandchildren are going to go, Dad, tell us about that time when they used to try and poison you off in the medical system and when they were spraying the skies of poison. It'll be hilarious, you know? These kids won't believe the actual bullshit that we're going through now. They'll be like, I cannot believe that you had a medical system that was trying to poison you off. I cannot believe that you had a media and a news organization that used to feed you lies. This will be a big joke in the future, the reality we're going through now. We're going to see the good and the evil, you know? It's a very interesting conundrum. So what does the doctors do once you have a tumor? Right, this tumor's been building for like 10 to 15 years and you've had the cancer, you know, the toxicity, which is just toxicity, that's all cancer is. You've had the toxicity in your body for say 10, 15 years. They get you in, they do a scan on you, blast you with more radiation, which creates more cancer. Obviously, that's why they do it. But then they go, right, there's a tumor in there. We're going to need to do a biopsy. And they know this. So this is your natural containment unit, the tumor. It's safe in there. It's not going anywhere. It may get bigger, but it's only going to get bigger. It's not going to burst and go everywhere else. So what do these butchers do? What do these Rockefeller puppets do? They do a biopsy on you. They get a massive needle. They stab it into the tumor. They pull some out and they pull it out, which is incredibly painful. And what happens to that tumor? Bang. Just like a balloon. You've punched a hole in the side of it and now all the toxins are leaking out. They're in the blood. They're in the muscles. They're going to transport themselves around the body and they're going to end up in the liver, end up in the brain, and then you're going to go back in 2 months' time and the doctor's going to say, look, we're very sorry, but the cancer's spread through the whole body. We're going to need to get you in for chemotherapy tomorrow. And we're going to be subsidized by the government. It costs you know, the hospitals like $50 for chemotherapy. And the government pays like, you know, $20,000 a bag for it. Same with saline water. The water they put into the liver machine. Saline water. I used to work for a company who created it. $2 a bag. $750 the hospital charges the government for it. What a great rot that is, right? So that's where we're at. We have a medical system which doesn't support life, it supports death. We have doctors who are so indoctrinated by the Rockefellers, because understand this, they get their university degrees paid for by the Rockefellers. They have to sign paperwork saying they'll never look into alternate therapies. And alternate therapies are true therapies. The Western model for healing is the alternate therapy. These other ones have been around for hundreds of thousands of years. Okay, we haven't had vaccines ever in recorded history. Now we have vaccines for the last 50 years. We had the highest rate of autism, the highest rates of dementia, cancer, diabetes. And you look, when the vaccines came in, and look what started happening. Look what happened when the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine came in. How the autism started increasing because of the mercury. It's not rocket science, guys. I can go into any doctors, any pharmacy, any chemist and have a conversation with them about vaccines and they'll either tell me one, the fuck off, or they'll go, yeah, well, what do you want to do about it? It's like, so you know. It's like, so you actually know and you're handing these things out to kids who are going to get autism. It's got SV40, time-release cancer cells in the vaccines, proven. 90 million Americans were given SV40 monkey cancer virus in the polio vaccine. 90 million. So what happens is when you get older, your chromosomes change. And when they shift, it's like a time release. What happens is the cancer releases and it goes throughout the whole body and you get cancer rampant through the body. And these vaccines are not just about giving kids autism, because what that does, that divides the family. Let me tell you now, I'm working with a lot of autistic kids. We use a lot of things to help them. Once again, I can't promote certain things, but this helps. I can't say that it will do that C word, but this helps massively with kids who have got autism. I'll put a link up on my website how you can buy it later. But these vaccines are part of this satanic army of pedophiles. It's connected. It's all connected. It's child sacrifice. Okay, you're throwing the kids on the sacrificial altar because they're being injected with aborted fetuses from other babies. Now tell me, how the fuck is that going to help your immune system build itself? I get and understand, you know, the immune system building their theory on it. Okay, I understand where they're coming from. But the way they talk about herd immunity and building the immune system, that's like basically saying, I'm going to shoot you with a small gun about 50 times while you're growing up, while your body's supposed to be building, just in case you get a disease which will never exist and is eradicated anyway, and then when the shotgun comes, you'll be better off to handle it. How does that make sense, right? Shooting someone a bunch of small times with a small bullet, so then when the big rifle comes, oh, you're better protected. It's the opposite. What we do is we build our immune system through getting children walking around barefoot in the bush, touching microbes, not making the house so ultra clean that they have no contact with these things. They used to have measles and chickenpox parties back in the day. They used to have chickenpox parties, you know what I mean? Isn't that interesting? Chickenpox bloody parties. And now it's like, you need to get your measles shot or someone's going to die, and all this fear is going on about, you know, kids dying from measles and all that. More people die from coconuts falling on their heads, from peanut butter, from car accidents, then the flu, the vaccines and all these things, you know what I mean? It's like, it's ridiculous. Measles, polio, it's a fraud. Polio was eradicated through better hygiene, through waste management and sewage, not through vaccines. Only a very small percentage of the population was ever vaccinated. And you look on the graphs, you look, the polio decrease was like this. Their vaccine was introduced, it spikes up, and then it comes back to exactly the same level that it was decreasing naturally through better hygiene and technology and things like that. It was an absolute load of shit, absolute load of crap. Just another state-run, government-run fear campaign so the pharmaceutical industries can make some money. And now we're living in a country here in Australia where they're trying to force us to vaccinate our kids when the proof, the documents, the facts are there. It even says it on the back of the vaccine inserts. Does not work. There is no proof that it even works. 2 years ago, they came out and said the flu shot definitely doesn't work. So just have two of them, you know? So this is where we're at. And if we don't use our critical thinking, if we don't really start investigating things with an open heart and open mind, we're going to get caught up in it. And the people that I know, and I'm talking, there's about 30 people I know who have autistic kids. It's tough, man. It's very fucking tough, and I wouldn't wish that upon anyone, especially kids who are high spectrum autism. That is a deal breaker. That is your whole entire life that you're going to spend for the rest of your life looking after that child. And that's no good. It's up to you guys to spread the awareness. It's up to you guys to start understanding cancer and understanding how this system works. And I highly suggest that you jump onto my website. I have a new platform, guys. I don't usually promote it, but I will be promoting it now because there's never been a time ever in recorded history that we need truth media. We need truth media. We need people putting the truth out there right now. So I'll basically show you what the website looks like so you can have a look. Can I spin this camera around? Yes, I can. All right. This is the latest platform, Innate Awareness. It's simple, innateawareness.com. Jump on there, there's plenty of posts, plenty of information. Look where we go, Russian military. Connectedness to all things. Gaddafi's billions being stolen by someone, Hillary Clinton, the Satanist fucking pig. Osama bin Laden, worked for the CIA back in the 1980s. Child trafficking, thousands of kids, horrific abuse. This is going on in the world we live in. Australian Telstra worker drives his armoured personnel carrier into phone towers. What a fucking legend. That's Australian for you. Heaps of posts, heaps of information, you know what I mean? Some of it empowering, some of it truth. Amazing families who decide not to poison their kids with vaccines. Good on you. Look at this fucking legend. Good on you, speaking your truth. And I also put a lot of information up there about my Instagram account, which is Off-Grid Adventures. It's all about off-grid living, community living, tiny houses, living free and happy as we can, you know, trying to keep it upbeat and good. And I've got an interview coming up, guys. I've got an interview with some amazing dudes. So I don't know if you know them already. Well, that's me. Connecting Consciousness on Instagram, Shane Benatar from Canada. I'm going to be interviewing him in the next 2 days, but also new to Nate Max TV, which is my podcast and YouTube channel. I have got, how do we go to the next page? I don't know. I've got a guy from a thing called Freedom Faction. Here we go. Here's his Instagram. Freedom Faction, 151,000 followers. Okay, Connecting Consciousness, 202,000 followers. So you need to jump on and check out these guys' posts, man, because they're putting the truth out there. What we've realized is that people actually can't read more than a meme anymore. So what we're doing is basically putting information out there that people can click and like and have a bit of a listen and then get back onto their lives. I do a lot of stuff with Global Research. Great company. Get on there. Read the information. Very, very powerful information. And I've got a YouTube channel also. If you don't know, it's Nate Max TV. Oops, flick that around. So yeah, my YouTube is Nate Max TV. And I really, really appreciate it if you guys could subscribe and share if it resonates with you, because the censorship's ridiculous. I used to have thousands of followers and my account got cancelled. I'm still trying to build back up. And also, if you guys are doing podcasts, jump onto the podcast channel. I've got a new podcast channel. It's Nate Max TV again. Plenty of big interviews. I've done Santos Bonacci, Cullen Smith. The most recent interview, which I'm going to be putting up in the next day or two, is George Kavarsalis with Cethegus Boza. And we spoke about artificial intelligence, or technical intelligence, as George calls it. And then just last week, I uploaded a video with Terry Lawton, who's an Irish geoengineering expert and activist. And this guy's been to the climate conferences and asked the right questions. And let me tell you, he wasn't liked there. So what a legend, you know, putting truth, putting information out there. So guys, thank you for listening. And make sure you do your own research. Make sure you embody your own information. Don't just parrot other people's information. Look through, read things to the end, okay? And start doing the health stuff yourself. Start getting into health. Start getting into understanding detoxing, a plant-based diet, why it's important to have organic food. Stay the fuck away from vaccines. And that means every single vaccine. That means vitamin K when your child is being born. Worst case scenario, which never happens, they can have an oral version of that. No vaccines. Zero. None. They don't work. They're going to give you cancer, autism. They're going to give you the flu. They're going to compromise your immune system on. Fuck your vaccines off. Forget them. Okay? And understand, this vaccine agenda, the media agenda, the medical system, the Satanists, all these people are all part of the same cabal. These elite, as they call themselves, bloodlines, they're connected to all these different measures. So don't think for one second that this is going to be okay and that's not going to be. Their little sticky old man's fingers are in all different pods, all in different pies. And I've also got a mate who I want you guys to look into. He just came online, El High Priest. This guy is calling out the government agencies. He is basically creating a massive stir, and that's what they need. People who are interested and people who have got the balls. Now, I'm not sure if he's going to come online, if it works. Never tried it before, but I'm going to try and bring him on. So this guy, check him out, El High Priest, E-L-I-A-H-I, Priest, P-R-I-E-S-T. Check him out on his Facebook, share his things, jump onto Connecting Consciousness, jump onto Freedom Factions. These are your new news outlets. The mainstream media is dead. They had the lowest approval ratings ever in recorded history. The narrative is dead. People aren't watching it. The only people that watch the mainstream news now are like 70-year-old brainwashed people who have been smashing down that fluoride for 40 years. They've been trusting their doctors. They've been worshipping a fake demigod, you know, and they've gone down the route of religion, poor things. And this is what happens, you know. We come into this world, we get stabbed with vaccines, we get culturally and religiously and family indoctrinated by our parents. Hey, El High. How you doing, brother?
I'm still laughing about dickheads.
Oh, God, man. I don't even know how this thing works. This is what we should do, man. Joint Facebook Lives.
Yeah, no, it's good. I just ducked out of work to join into this because, you know, it's good to hear a brother like yourself continuing to fire up to educate people. I mean, I know a lot of the people on your thread are highly educated already. A lot of your people who tune into Nate Max have added me and have been supporting what we've collectively been up to here. So thanks for the invite, bro. And you know, it's getting time. The storm's coming.
It is. You're right. And I mean, even looking at your profile now, like the amount of shares and likes that are going on, because people are realizing the world is run by an army of satanic pedophiles headed up by the Vatican. You know, and this is like big news, but people years ago couldn't believe it. But now that so much truth, fact, and arrests are going on, and there's been, I think, 1,500 arrests in America alone, and they haven't even really started getting the high-profile ones yet.
Yeah, exactly.
They go, you're going to see politicians, presidents, you're going to see parliamentary members, you're going to see people in Hollywood and big actors and musicians, they're all going to fucking go down, and I'm going to be there going, suck shit on that one.
Oh, we're going to be smiling. We're going to be rubbing our hands together because what it means is the establishment as we know it. Because, I mean, I was just talking to Elle about this yesterday, is that you think about how it started. It was probably a very small group of people. And to keep the secret, they kept having to recruit. We're talking about a national network. And one of the points I just made the other day too is if we have the most elaborate, you know, Edward Snowden exposed spying network called Five Eyes that can hook into our faxes, our emails, our phone calls, our internet messages, our Facebook and everything, and trawl every keyword, why can't they decide to shut down a pedophile ring or people trafficking, considering they have access to all of the information, unless Five Eyes are actually the ones doing the people trafficking?
Exactly right. It's like, it's actually really, really simple, but people have bought into this narrative. You know, what I was saying earlier about the free energy, like people just think, all right, that's just the way the world is. That's like, we have technology out there, like the geoengineering particles that are being sprayed on us, they're RF size nanochips, angelic technology, that they can basically track what we're doing, what we're feeling, our fear in real time. It's a 3D mapping of the entire planet. And yet people can't even do a bust on some pedophiles. Like they know where people are at all times. They can track their phones. They can listen through their microphone. And the only reason the police aren't able to listen through microphones of people's phones is because they might actually catch a whole bunch of criminals.
Well, I think one of the things as well is, and this is to really put a big hand up and a big salute to all, you know, some of the good men and women still working in the police force and our intelligence community who are white hats, who aren't part of these rings and these circles, because information is so compartmentalized in our intelligence and government apparatus that they're very much working in silos. So you can have a group in one office with all this power and the office next door has no idea what that office is doing. So I would like to make a shout out to all of the good men and women, mums and dads, brothers and sisters in our intelligence and law enforcement. It's also up to you not to follow orders when you know deep down that it's against your moral compass or that it's against the facts and evidence that are on the table at the moment. Because in the near future, you will be called on to make the right decisions, and those decisions aren't going to be the orders that you're given. So you can either bend over to the pedophile elite criminal networks, or you can stand up for your country and your families and your children and bring your superiors down to lawful accountability under the relevant laws and jurisdictions in your country, and under the Human Rights Charter, and also under the moral fabric of humanity, that we must hold these evil, corrupt individuals accountable. Cheers.
Amazing. Man. Amazing, yeah. And it's so true what you said about people don't know what's going on, because that's basically what happens in all realms. Like, politicians, they're either part of the cabal or they're complete fucking idiots. There's no in between. Yeah. Like, I've spoken to a bunch of politicians, like, as you do. I ring them up, you know, and I hassle the shit out of them. And they have no idea. They have no idea. They're like, oh, prove it. I'm like, how about United Nations signed treaties? How about 250 weather modification patents? I have hair, soil, urine analysis. I have photos, videos. I have whistleblowers' reports. I can follow the money tree. Okay, how much fucking proof do you need? And the guy's like, I don't know. And like, his mind is actually folding inside out. So we have to have some sort of compassion for them, because they're actually the lowest common denominator. How the fuck they got into parliament and how they are the voice of the people, it defies my logic, because people who are in parliament should know what's going on the ground. They should be connected with the people who are going to the pub, who are going and playing sport, who are down at the shops. If you don't know what's going on in these people's realms, plus the other realms, plus spiritually connected, if you're not a spiritually connected being, you have no idea what's going on this planet, and you're not going to be able to wrap your head around this agenda. And this agenda is huge. You can't just start talking about satanic pedophiles until people realize there is a ruling elite, there is bloodlines. This has been going on since the ages, the occult knowledge, the child sacrifice, the worship, Bohemian Grove, the Bilderberg Society. You know, it just goes on forever. So it's kind of a funny thing where it's like, unless you're going to do a 7-hour presentation like David Icke and try and link in all the pieces, and by the end it's like mind explosion going off, we have to really have compassion for these guys. And what I'm saying, the reason why I'm saying this is to people out there, inform your politicians, send them letters, talk to them, call them up and just go, hey, have you done any research on this? Like, I really think you should. Like, it's really important. And there's more than meets the eye. So we have to kind of just be a little bit compassionate. But the ones who we know are gatekeepers,
the ones who aren't part of it, who are just catching up. It's like in the New Testament, not that I'm a Christian, but there's some good allegories that are made in all literature. In specifically the New Testament, it says Jesus on the cross said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." Which I think is a great metaphor to draw for the sleeping masses. However, and I think this is a really important point, as a result of them trying to rush and push this agenda, and I'm just going to speak for Australia at the moment, but I know that this is, you know, Marxist, liberal, sexualized agenda being pushed on the global masses. Specifically in Australia, I've called for a national uprising against the government, and we will be marching on Parliament House in Canberra in the near future. I'm having meetings and sit-down meetings in the coming weeks with presidents of the Rebels Bikey Club throughout Australia to have the rebels in their full colours march in front of the Christians, the Catholics, the Proud Boys, and all of the conservative groups in Australia that say no to the sexualisation of our children, that say no to these grooming programs going on the ABC Kids channel, that say no to teachers having the right to make parental decisions on behalf of parents, that say no to state control of our children. And we will be marching heavy on Parliament House for the rights of our children to be heard. We know that this agenda connects all the way to the top. We don't need to talk about the elaborate agenda that's going on. We can bring it right back down to basic family values in Australia. And now they are not only being, laws are being broken, but family values are being dragged through the gutter. We will march for those. We will scream out to Parliament for those, and we will get the nation's attention. So help me God, as I've been known to say across social media in the last week, things are kicking off, as you know, brother.
Yeah, man, massive things are going on. And for people out there, guys, we're not anti-gay. What we are is we're anti-globalist agenda. And when you look into the new gay marriage rules that have come in, okay, there's a couple of rules that are about supporting gay marriage, and there's about 90 which are heading in the direction of handing our children over to pedophiles. The step is divide the family. Divide the family up, okay, and they're doing that through all the different means, through television, through mind programming, autistic children, you name it. This is all part of a plan, a 1,000-point plan, which they're ticking off boxes daily, heading towards their agenda 2031, all this stuff. And then the next phase is basically implement these rules, okay, sexualize children. And the more these children are sexualized, the gay thing will become normal, and then the pedophilia will become more normal. And the next thing you know, we're going to have a new sexual gender, which is called, what's it called, pedosexual, which they're already pushing now.
Yeah, which is a part of this sexual liberation agenda. Now, this is important to be said too. You know, the movie that won the Academy Award or something was something about a woman that falls in love with a monster fish. I didn't watch the Academy Awards, of course. Something about a monster fish. So Huffington Post, which is a mainstream leftard publication in America, very democratic orientated, very Marxist sort of Antifa type of content. They did this puff piece on this dude that they went into graphic detail, and they wrote this piece that was the glorification of a dude that had sex with a dolphin and how he used to enjoy masturbating over his dog when he was a kid. And that this, they were writing it as if it was a positive choice and part of this Marxist, you know, neo-Marxist sexual revolution. So we're now even desensitizing bestiality in our mainstream press. That's how fast the agenda is going on. No one's even questioning it, really, you know. And thankfully, you know, Australians being some of the most laid-back people on earth, you know, have a beer and a Barbie, mate, she'll be right. It's actually those people now who are standing up and going, you said the fuck, what the fuck? Did I just hear? Yeah, I'll march. So Australia's waking up, because by and large, we are actually a conservative country. We have conservative values because they're about the protection of our children. So look, I'm really, I'm disgusted by what's happening. But the catch-22 for them is the more disgusting they make it so quickly, the more the sensible everyday person in Australia is just waking up and going, yeah, that's bloody horrible. Who do I have to shoot? You know?
We know you're listening to this podcast to relax and not to be distracted by ads, but this one is here to help. If you're an Aeon customer, you could win a holiday of your choice worth £5,000. You could seek out thrills or choose to chill. Enter by December 31st at eonenergy.com/win. T's and C's apply.
We've got no guns left here, though.
We know you're listening to this podcast to relax and not to be distracted by ads, but this one is here to help. If you're an Aeon customer, you could win a holiday of your choice worth £5,000. You could seek out thrills or choose to chill. Enter by December 31st at eonenergy.com/win. T's and C's apply.
Australia, we've only got 22s. We can't shoot anyone.
Well, it's a metaphorical bullet, you know. We don't need to shoot anyone. That's the reality. You know, we're going to begin to turn the government, the entire apparatus of the government, in our favour. And that's why I got intel down from the top the other day that Five Eyes, the relationship with Five Eyes in Australia is being drastically stretched, because there is such a pushback now, and that this goes to the top through Five Eyes, and that now this is such a public pushback, and that the government hasn't been able to come against it. There's major trouble, and the more we are able to push this, the more people from within our intelligence and law enforcement community are going to actually start to stand up as well and push back against some of their superiors who are part of these pedophile rings in Australia.
100%, bro. That's exactly what needs to happen. And this is the funny thing is most of the law enforcement and the police officers, a lot of them are awake, but they've maybe been too scared to talk because of their jobs. Same with like doctors, you know, doctors now are coming out and they're like, they're knowing what's going on with the vaccines because they see it every day. But like with the military and the police, these guys are around people who are soldiers who are tapped in, and they're hearing all the information through the grapevine. They're all talking, you know, they're tightly knit and they're getting the info. So if we have some soldiers coming on board, we have some of the police and everyone coming on board. And not just that, like I have mates out there who are plumbers, who are all different types of like trades. They're out there every day in people's houses planting seeds, man. That shit is the most powerful media force on the planet. You can't stop that. You can't stop my mates who are talking to people about fluoride, about the agenda and things like that. So realistically, everyone has a role to play.
Sorry about the noise. That was me.
Yeah, everyone has a role to play. It's a simple thing. All you have to do out there is know the information, put your truth out there and tell people. You know, I mean, it's not that difficult. Anyone who doesn't understand, just fucking Google it, man. Put your fat little sausage fingers on the keyboard and just type it in and look it up. The information is there. We are at a time now where we have an information overload, and you can find the information on anything. All you need to do is take some time out from watching the television, from guzzling down the Maccas and the fluoride, and just do some research.
Nicely said, Nate. Yeah, look, I love our alliance, what we're doing here and bringing people together. And I really can see that it's only a matter of time, you know, considering that, you know, what I've done. I mean, I think a lot of people now, before that video to me calling the National Security Hotline in Australia was removed, it had about 2,700 views. And that was me just mystery shopping national security in Australia. And with the postulation that there may well be a bomb in Sydney that ISIS planted, and their feelings were so offended that they couldn't even ask the five basic questions of a bomb threat. Now, if anyone else does that in Australia, they get 5 years, and the domestic terrorism police come and wrap them over the knuckles and put them in the can until they have a pretty serious hearing. Here I am having a chat in the middle of work to you after doing all that and more and breaking more laws in this country. Well, their laws, not our laws, not our common laws, all their statutes that I can even keep count of. So, you know, this narrative is a real precedence. We're breaking ground. I wanted to reply to one of those comments. Yes, there has been bikers that have been tied to the federal police. And others, part of drug distribution networks. I think Nate knows that as well as I do in regards to the criminality of the drug distribution network in Australia through law enforcement. And there are bikers involved. But if you give a biker a choice between standing up to protect Australian people from pedophile agendas and making money on the side through federal police-backed drug racketing initiatives, we know what they're going to choose. Because 9.5 times out of 10, these bikers will literally remove child abusers from the planet in a way that most people don't even want to think about. And that's not even a threat. That's just fact. And Australians know that as a fact.
Excellent,
dude. We need to draw that line in the sand very clearly. Men, we can't defer security to our law enforcement and governments anymore. We're not. Those governments are illegal, on various ways that we've already proven through the High Court. They're illegal. We haven't even need to go to trial to prove precedence that they're illegal. So now, men like yourself, Nate, men like Jimmy, who's just tuned in, who I can see here, men like myself are stepping forward as the new protectorate for this country, and we're drawing very serious lines in the sand that say, if you come against us, you will be heard, because you're not coming against us, you're coming against our children, and this isn't a threat. This is just law. And just like the police will hurt you if you try and hurt someone who is innocent, the police will hurt you. Now the police aren't doing their job. We're taking the police's place. You will be hurt. And I'm a pacifist. I'm a world peace speaker. Okay, we need to protect our children. We need to protect our country. And anyone who now tries to take us down, they will be met with the full force of the law. Because we are now enforcing law to protect children. Just the laws that the police, the federal police and the state police are failing to enforce. We'll enforce it for them. We have every right as citizens of this great nation to enforce it, and not in a way that involves firearms or weapons, just in a way that involves simple common sense to say, come against this initiative and you're in big fucking trouble. And I think women need to hear that. Because women yes. can't do this. You know, women are lovely creatures and they've intuited us to this point. But I've had a lot of women come to my lovely lady Elle and say, about time men are stepping forward to protect their families. And the trouble is we've been so feminized by the feminist movement that we can't be angry, that we can't have, you know, testosterone, that we can't have masculine values because, ooh, that's toxic masculinity. And that was part of the New World Order pedophile agenda to pacify the men so we didn't rise up. Well, sorry. You didn't get all of us and you didn't get the most dangerous of us.
That's right. Exactly right with the feminizing of males. This is a step-by-step process which has been going on now for over 100 years. If you read Aldous Huxley's book, A Brave New World, that's 100 years of advanced research talking about how they're going to divide up the family, how they're going to divide up the family, how they're going to basically have a war on the alpha males and feminize them. And that's through basically weaponizing food. So things like soy products, where they crush up the soy bean now and chuck it in there, it's GMO and it's soy, and it's raising the estrogen in men. And what that does, it makes men have women-like features. So you see a lot of the Chinese countries, they're little men, small dicks, that type of thing, you know. That's just how it is. When you get into the soy, you lose muscle, you lose your masculine tone, and your physical body size gets smaller. These countries who've been smashing soy, look at their testosterone rates, look at their sperm counts. Everything is dropping and lowering more than ever in recorded history. And this is a plan. These endocrine mimickers are actually in our plastics, they're in our bottles, they're in our vaccines, and they're also in the tap water. So if you're wondering why your sex drive is a little bit out, you're wondering why you're not sure if you want to have sex with a male or a female, maybe get your hormones checked and jump onto a testosterone replacement.
But this is you just made a great point. You made a great point, and I said this the other day, bro, that let's say you have an 8-year-old questioning their gender, right, and they start to dress them like a little boy. They start to dress them as girls, and then at a certain time they give them female hormones. Why don't we give – and then you have an expensive surgery that isn't covered by Medicare at the moment and that it's irreversible, and the hormones are equivalent to chemical castration of men and women. Why don't we give the boys testosterone to make them more masculine? Then they won't eventually need to have the surgery. And why don't we give the girls the estrogen to make them more feminine? And then there won't be any gender dysphoria because it'll boost their hormones during the stage of puberty that they might still be a little bit confused. And then once puberty happens, their normal hormones will kick in. Boom, their endocrine system, boom, put them on a healthy diet. And we don't need to do this gender bender psychosexual surgery, which is making the surgeons, the lawyers, and all these, you know, Marxists a heap of money and destroying our children. It's not rocket science.
Exactly right. And most people are realizing now that breast implants and all these other surgeries are so dangerous, they're actually pulling them out. So they're going to have to need another avenue to make a whole bunch of money. And why not get into the children at a young age? And if you give a child an option to be a boy or a girl when they've never actually even thought about that, of course they're going to have a think about it and go, oh, whatever. Like, if you don't give them the option, that's not going to be part of their reality. If you don't take them to the Mardi Gras and show them dildos and floats and talk to them about anal sex, and all types of retarded shit like this, like, that's not going to be in their reality field. If you don't let children watch scary movies when they're young, they don't have a problem walking through the bush at nighttime. They're not worried about Predator or Terminator or some fucking space alien coming eating them because they haven't been programmed. You know, when I talk about this, I always talk about the books called The Ringing Cedars of Russia by Anastasia. This series of books talks about children, parenting, homesteads, gardening, family, and how to bring kids up and how they should be when they're brought up. And it's like actually inspiring to see what little kids can be like when they haven't been brought up with their cultural, religious, and education programming we have here. So the whole testosterone thing, which I'm going to go back to, we have the lowest testosterone ever in recorded history, and we have the highest estrogen, okay? This is a fact, okay?
Nate,
so what you need to do is look into that.
Just a quick interjection. You and I don't, and a lot of the men on this thread don't have the lowest testosterone rate, so we're not speaking for ourselves personally, but as a national percentage, yes.
Exactly. And once you get onto healthy food, get onto an organic plant-based diet, stop drinking, you know, animal products and things like that, your testosterone, your hormones will start to come back when you start to detox, which I was talking about earlier. As soon as you get your health back, your mental health will come back, and then your spiritual health, your connection with all things will come back. That means your intuition will come online. That means you can read the news, and everything you do in your life, you can basically make the correct decisions by listening to this. Rather than asking, rather than research, you do your own research. You don't have to research because the knowledge comes in from the ether, the same way we can create free energy from the ether, from the source energy.
Yeah, 100%. One of the comments that came through just then, Nate, after you were saying about sourcing energy from the ether and whatnot, earlier on in the thread, someone said, are we going to be fighting back in terms of the uprising against vaccines too? Yes and no. Obviously, there is a pushback against vaccines and it's very thorough. However, the AMA, the Australian Medical Association's comprehensive endorsement of vaccines, makes it more of an academic battle that doctors with peer review articles have to get on top of as well. So it's too much of a murky thing for the citizens to enter into that domain and push back on, because the citizens aren't qualified per se in mental health, so they can easily be disregarded. But the citizens are qualified parents. So it's far easier to push back on the moral compass of, we don't want our children exposed to BDSM and sadomasochism, puppy play, dog gimp outfits by the New South Wales police at Mardi Gras. That's a low-hanging fruit, and that's the lowest blow the authorities have ever dished to us. And one of the points I made that I just wanted to share with your viewers before I have to go is I called, and I said this in one of my previous videos, I called the New South Wales Parliament and I said, oh guys, I'm just coming with a group of boys. Can I show up in my dog gimp latex chain collar puppy play ass exposed pubic hair showing outfit to Parliament today? And the answer was, well, probably not. No. And I said, oh, is that because of the standards of Parliament? Yes, sir. You know, there's a dress code. Oh, okay. So then I called Canberra Parliament House and I said, you know, can I show up in my dog gimp puppy play sadomasochism outfit? No. Why? Oh, that's because of the standards of dress codes in Parliament. You can't wear swimmers and sandals. So my main point is, why is dog gimp exposed puppy play not good enough for our politicians' standards in Parliament and our nation's standards of leadership, but that is good enough for our Australian children to be pushed on ABC Kids TV? And that's a question that all Australians must ask themselves and must discuss to the other parent, to the mum or the dad. And I am going to say mother and father, because it takes a mother and a father, a normal mother and father with a sexually healthy reproductive system, to create their own child. Two men can't create their own child. Two women can't create their own child. They need a surrogate or they need a sperm donor. And then that child grows up without a biological mother and father. So enough said on that one. We can't buy or commercialise our kids in this country. We won't have them exposed to pedophilic, Marxist, neoliberal, dolphin, bestiality, democratic agendas. And we will fight them all the way. And if they come against us with violence, we will respond with violence. We are men in this country and we will protect our children. Nate, thanks for the invite on your show. And you're a legend and you do great work, and your Nate Max group you've set up, your show, is attracting some very awake people in this country. And it's a testament to you as an individual and the people that have come around you, mate. Fire alarm, listen to that.
They didn't like the interview, did they?
I better go. Peace. On that note, it's an emergency. Let's go and handle it.
See you, bro.
Peace.
No worries, dude. All right, guys. So basically, I think he's finished. Yeah, thanks for coming on board. El High Priest, make sure you add him. Make sure you get onto his Facebook there. He's doing some very, very big things. I'm going to be showing you guys a lot more stuff about free energy technology, and things that I've created myself. And jump onto Nate Max TV podcast and YouTube. Share, please, like, subscribe, get on there, help what we're doing, put the word out there. And now that I've realized how I can do an interview with El High, I'll probably try and get two people on, and we'll do group chats and do them live every week. So that was really good, and that seemed to be pretty well. Thank you all for listening. Share, like, post, tag, re-like, whatever, comment, create engagement, and go out there and do your thing, guys. Spread that truth, spread the love. See ya. Bye.